fucking gun!
So we got a guest today, guys.
Holy fuckaroni.
It's been a long time. A lot of jobs.
Prepare to be underwhelmed.
No reason for this, man.
Scott rocks in the sick motherfucker movie! What up, Scotty?
Been a long one.
You're
really
good to see you guys again.
You had a clean shave there, bud.
I did. I shaved it up, man.
Yeah, you just got a rehab.
I did. Yeah, I did.
You had an online acting.
Probably should.
You had an online acting class or a seminar?
I did this webinar, and I shaved for this audition yesterday, and it sucks.
I have to shave my audition.
I feel like my my beard stubble keeps my face cooler. Now that I shave, my face is like on fire, like I need to aftershave constantly.
Well?
No explanation.
Would you like some?
Well, maybe, yeah. Is that going to be a metrosexual minute breakdown?
I have a couple you could use that really calm that down.
Yeah, if you're not using them, I'll take them.
No, I mean, I'll put it on you right now. I'll apply it with Luke's penis.
I'm down for all of it.
You're like a 1960s racist. One of those glasses. Like, you'd be at a protest and be like, get the fuck out of my town! And you fucking spit tobacco.
Can you get a picture of him, please?
Yeah, I have to.
I was going to take a selfie with you guys in the background.
No, that's way for you. We'll give you a cross to hold on to.
Yeah.
Sadly enough, I could see now that you give me the breakdown.
Holy shit! Yeah, yeah. You're like the bad guy from A Time to Kill or something. Like you get like that.
I always try to go for the Michael Douglas falling down look.
You should be spitting in a can.
Ding. We don't want you around here now. See? Okay, get out of here.
Stop turning up trouble. Stirring up all the good loving niggas in the town.
Oh, no. So have you guys been?
We haven't had. Well, in two episodes.
Drunk.
Yeah.
Lots of
miserable.
In two episodes, we haven't had, like, this week in comedy, if you want to delve into that.
No, we did. I talked the last time I did stand up in New York. I talked on the last episode.
You did talk ad nauseum, like we normally do.
Well, I haven't done that many dates. I've been on vacation and stuff, but.
Solid.
Well, with this fucking young fucking Scott racist guy, we.
Come on now.
We went to the Comedy Store on Friday. In my opinion, was the best show that I've seen there.
That was pretty fucking good.
It was good.
Like, it was whatever the showcase was. I mean, you guys can ramble off the names, but it was fucking awesome.
I didn't know a lot of the people at all, but I tell
you
what,
everyone
was
funny except for Bobby Lee was the only one. And that, you know, that guy that
his
I
new couple. He had a couple jokes that were fucking funny. And
what's
like,
your homie's name? Who were fucking old guy that I can't stand?
Oh.
And I love that dude comes out and just rips on
Rick Ingram. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck.
No. Oh, Rick Ingram's the one that did the crowd work.
Argus Hamilton.
Argus.
Yeah. The guy just does like the same. He just said it like, "Hey, I know your kids like smoke pot," and I'm like, "Ah."
It's not the same jokes. It's a little. He's got.
I know, but it's like that same shtick.
Well, that's it's his character. I like him. He's all right. I'm not fucking crazy about
him. When we did that Nixon impression, I'm like, "Ugh."
Yeah. It was me all along, crackers.
You know, see now. Okay, maybe that's like the bias side of me because I don't do stand up, and like you know, you're. Luckily, a dude with, like, you keep trying to write new stuff.
Yeah.
And when I see these guys who are, like, getting paid for it, well, I don't just kind
of... No, that is pretty ridiculous. Especially
they just
that.
Do the same kind of, like, shit. It's just like...
I can see it for a couple months, but, like, fucking 6-7 months later, it's like, come on, guys.
Don't you think... Okay,
if you're on a paid bill, yeah, that's
unacceptable. If your job is to do comedy, wouldn't you maybe every month come up with a new 5-10 minutes? At least try it. At least try it. And, like, you know, and not do it like that fucking... Jew faggot that we saw. What's that guy's Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
Oh, he stunk. Sorry.
He's bad.
He's just so... Like, I never thought he was funny on the roast, but, like, at least, like, he gets into people and stuff. But, like, his...
I think he's funny on the roast. That's about the only thing
I
see
too.
Him
That's the only time he is fucking funny, I thought.
I don't see him anywhere
else.
When
he was on fucking Corolla last time, he wasn't making any jokes or anything. I was like, what is this? Like, it's like having his fucking brother-in-law hang out.
He can be kind of a walking train wreck, too,
he
though.
Stinks.
He can be off the...
He did the fucking... He's up there in a fucking... An old shirt and sweatpants. I'm like, what are you, fucking Ron Jeremy?
He looks like the fucking pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
And he looks like he needs to go into rehab.
Yeah.
He looks like a
I said, no.
Heroin
no.
alcoholic.
You can imagine what happens next.
Heroin addict alcoholic. Fixes the cable.
So the next day, Luke did Comedy West Side, which I hadn't seen. I haven't gone there, like a month?
Mm.
I haven't gone in a month. Two. Yeah. Well, no, a month. It was 6 weeks.
The last, yeah, and same, you know, same crew. Except I would say this is the worst set of... people at that place I've seen them a lot. Or at least they're
no, the last one was way worse.
What's your homie's name? Luke's like, yo, wait for this guy to get here. What's that guy?
Kelly, I want to talk like him all day.
Okay, alright. How is his delivery?
He'd be like, you gotta stand up. You've seen this guy. You've totally seen
him. He's got really bad skin.
He looks like fucking Adam from the Beastie Boys. Yeah. He looks like him. He's always got a shitty beard and he's like, yo, walking the store the other day, saw this girl on roller skates. I'm like, yo, those are some nice skates. why don't you come skate with me? She was like, oh, no. I don't want to skate with you. I was like, yeah.
Is that the way he delivered it? With his hands?
He talked to the side of his mouth, too. He's like, hey, you got some skates? I said, yeah, those are some cool skates. I got some like that, too. Grabs his belt.
What up? That's him.
I swear you've seen this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I had no clue.
That I love him, though. He's funny. He writes good jokes.
I didn't know if that was the guy Luke was talking about. And they're like, Keith Kelly. Luke like just like slaps me. He's like, yo, that's the guy.
Fucking Keith fucking Kelly,
like,
man.
I'm like, oh, that guy?
As soon as he left, that was all downhill. It's like, ah.
This is the most notoriety he's gotten is being on LGR.
I think Uncle Zuki was like, what, last, second?
Fucking like third last again.
There was like maybe six people left to like test out his jokes.
There was maybe six people left.
Well, welcome to Scott's. Welcome to Scott's last, dude.
The first.
I just get the. I don't know. I get over it real quick after seeing
were you there?
An hour and a half or 2 hours of it.
When that's because you got no fucking heart.
When that young Pisto went up. Were you there when young Pisto went up?
No.
See, because everybody went out early. LC went. It was like Luke started. LC was number.
That was a good one. Yeah.
Luke was, or LC was number four. Pisto was like number six. And everybody went out early.
Yeah, I heard about it on LGR right after it happened.
They're like,
oh, yeah, I know, motherfucker. I'm the one that heard it.
They're like, I tell you, they go in the back because they take the bucket and they just look at it like, oh, Scott Murphy.
Put him up. Get him out of here.
Because when I was hanging out back there, I heard him say one of the guys that went up, dude, that was earlier, he's like, you don't know how fucking bad when I pulled his name that I didn't want him to fucking come up. So I think they really do.
Who, that annoying guy?
No, one of the two hosts.
No, yeah, what guy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I forgot who they're talking about. I heard him say that, and I was like,
"The bartender."
They really?
Oh,
yeah, both of them. Holy shit! Are they fucking? They're like the worst guys.
He has a lot of confidence for being not funny.
That's the problem. Those are the worst guys. The guys are like, oh, I got no problem talking in front of somebody. They're always the worst because they have like nothing to like struggle for or like endeavor to. They're just I'm already funny and I'm not nervous. It's
well,
like
that's the guy's like, well, I moved recently and man, everybody hates moving. That's the kind of just like you know nobody sat down and wrote like 3 minutes.
He did a video game set about some kind of shit. Like this is a different bartender than I've seen.
Yeah, there's only two. He's the other one. She's like a shorter.
This is a tall, waspy bearded.
Yeah, no, that him. He's bad too. But this other guy's probably worse. Yeah,
he's probably listening. He's a big LGR fan.
I don't know. We Luke dropped a lot of cards there.
We should have seen the one that was the fucking. They're everywhere. Yeah. The fucking Asian chick that works at the door. Holy fuck.
She went up.
Holy shit. I didn't look like her second time, but it was bad.
Asian Ryugu.
Wow. Oh, it was brutal. Asian women. I don't think there's anyone less funny than Asian fucking women.
What's that fucking chick who was real fat? And
they got a rough fucking. They got a rough
Margaret Cho?
Yeah, Margaret Cho.
Yeah, they're awful, dude. They're fucking stink. Black women and then Asian women are the worst.
No, I think black women are funnier than Asian women.
Nerdy white girls.
They're funnier, but they ain't much better. They stink too.
Nerdy white girl.
All the same.
Jewy white girls are the only like female comics that can really do anything.
I got some dick the other day when I was walking home from the synagogue. That's all I hear when I talk. That's the voice in my head.
You're seeing them, and that's what you hear.
I start pinching my helmet.
And you're like, oh my god, that hair! I want to fuck that hair.
I like Jew girls, man.
You like Jew girl hair?
Fucking Jew bitch. Sorry.
Jew girl hair.
Anyway.
So that about sums up the weekend.
Yep.
Well, that was good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for guys listening, guys.
All right, guys.
Fuck your faces.
That is an 8-minute LGR. All
right, that was good. I feel good about it.
It was decent.
Two men just spit his beer out.
What the fuck?
It's the only time he texts now. Just downloaded it. Pumped. I give him shit because I was like, I never hear from you now that you have a job.
I know.
He's boring Freeman now that he's got a job.
I turn the ropes.
He keeps saying he's going to get fired. I don't think he's going to get fired.
I think his negative attitude towards jobs is what gets him fired.
I think he's actually probably a generally positive guy at work. Yeah. Why don't we have him on and we talk about it?
Yeah, okay.
He'll never come on.
Yeah, he's coming on when I get the fucking t-shirts.
Yeah, he'll come on when I bang Friday after knowing him for fucking 7 years. 7 fucking years! Bullshit.
Bullshit.
I don't think you're a nailer, bro.
I'm not. It's not going to happen.
I didn't get a talking point rundown. What are the talking points?
Yeah,
I know you got them over there, but I know you got them.
So this is how bad the comics were. I don't know if Luke remembers this one.
I remember Keith Kelly. He was great.
We've talked 2 months ago when we saw the guy who said, like, Soylent Green, that's people. And me and Dude Bogues, like, laughed our balls off. This is, like, the next one for me was this guy, and he's just bad. Not that, like, he didn't have a presence, or he just... There was just no jokes. It was just him talking.
Which guy was this?
And some fucking little skinny guy. I don't know.
And what did you say? Do you remember like one thing?
Yeah, I do. That's right. I had to write it down because it was so fucking stupid. He goes, all right, here's my impression. He goes, I most people don't do impressions, but I have an impression. And he goes, this is my impression of an Italian guy behind a deli cussing. The meat! He's like, thank you. And he gets off stage. And I go, I don't get it. I tap Luke, and I'm like, dude, I don't get it. What's the joke? And you're like, I don't think there's a joke. But so I just, since then, I'm like, what does that mean? What
is, did you Google the meat?
Maybe he meant damn it when he said the meat.
The meat!
That's all I can think of. And that's even almost worse.
Fuck that joke.
That's a stretch even, like, think about it. I hated that joke so much, but at the same time, like, it's been in my head.
That sounds like undercooked chicken fart.
Yeah. That's a good call, man. You should be a fucking caramel burger. Or a Travis burger.
Guess you wait after this. Travis Barker.
There's that other guy that was, he's like, so me and my friends play this really funny game. It's called, you come up with something and then you add in bed to it.
Oh, God, yeah, that guy sucks.
That's like, I've heard him do that at least twice. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, you've never gotten a laugh with this. Why? Get rid of it. What are you doing?
He's probably one of the guys that wears a backpack in there and just goes from
there was one
open
of
mic to open mic. He's like a fucking IT guy. He's a real dweeb.
Yeah, there's one of those guys.
The dweebies, the dickheads.
A real royal dude, what did you say?
Real righteous dude.
Real righteous dude. There's that guy in there who's like fucking 60, and he's got like a suit coat on, and he's like a goofball, and he has like glasses. They're like sunglasses, and they have like saxophones on the side or some shit. And he's just being loud, obnoxious with his like really pig fucking wife. And they're just sitting there like the whole time, and everybody would comment about like how annoying they were. So the guy goes on. And all he does for 3 minutes is promote his book that he wrote.
Oh, God, that guy.
This older guy?
Tell him about the fucking joke that he stole. The prick. The guy after me stole my fucking joke.
Well, all right, anyway. So this guy, he's that guy the whole time, like, ha, ha, yeah, like, just being, like, loud and obnoxious in the front row drinking a Schlitz. No joke, a Schlitz tall boy.
It's all right.
Yeah, good for him.
With his fat wife.
Yeah, I just said, are you not fucking listening?
Well, yeah, it hurts, don't it, motherfucker?
Damn it.
I'm still getting work texts. I'm sorry.
All right. Anyways, I did say that, right?
Yes.
No, I said his fat fucking pig wife.
So yeah, you said pig wife, and he said fat wife.
What is she, a fat fuck piece of shit?
Splitting hairs.
But, anyway, so the whole time he's being that annoying guy.
Yeah.
That, like, I'd say every other comic, like, made a comment, like, hey, buddy, you're having a good time, right? Like, you know, and they try to make a joke at him, you know, like,
yeah.
I think that Keith Kelly guy did. How would you deliver it, Luke, if he gave that guy a joke?
Like, yo.
Luke's got to stand up.
Put up in those glasses. You know, we got a pair of glasses like that, too. And I wore them down the street. I saw a girl go by in some roller skates. I'm like, yo, you got roller skates. You got glasses.
Keith Kelly might be better than Kurt Russell.
Have you ever seen Keith Kelly? You're going to fucking lose your mind.
I think I probably saw him the first time we were there, but I didn't roller skate since
then. I don't think he's that funny, but his delivery is funny.
He writes pretty good jokes, though. He's pretty good.
Are they all about roller skates?
I hope.
No, I don't know where I got that from. He might have said it once and it stuck in my head.
Roller
him skate. And that dude Hormoz are my two favorite guys.
Anyway, so Luke goes up and he did like a minute of like just off the top, off the dome, son. He like just did like...
I winged some shit.
He did like 60 seconds of just winging shit. And
winged it.
No, I forgot. I'm sorry. What was the reference you made towards that guy? Like as you came
because he was gone. I go, oh, what a fucking Dudley Moore left already? And I was like, see you later, Arthur.
Yeah, okay. So the next guy to come up...
Which
so
actually Luke, got a couple laughs.
Luke's in the back. And I laughed. I'm like, that's a funny... In the back.
Yeah.
This next, like, wigger who comes up, and he's like, oh, where's that Dudley Moore guy? And he laughs. I'm like, what a fucking ripoff.
I said Arthur, too.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you remember from Arthur? And everyone's sort of like...
I was sitting in the back of the guys. I look at the two hosts. I'm like, the fucking guy just stole my. I just fucking said that. What a fucking asshole.
What a fucking.
He was the exact. We were back there complaining about how many like shit got like how many people just go up there with no joke. This thing I always complain about, but like
Dr. Peggy.
And we're listening to the guy do it while we're talking. We're like these fucking guys go up with no jokes. Like he hadn't even started yet. Like we were already talking about it, and then he does it as we're talking about it. I'm like, and then these are the fucking guys that they yell at you for not laughing, but they go up there and they just look at their phone and go. What else do we want to talk about, guys? And they just scroll through their fucking phone like, well, it's like, I don't know. Isn't this your job to fucking tell us?
Talk about some motherfucking jokes.
And then we're like, yeah, and those are the same fucking guys that they yell at you when you don't laugh. So the guy gets off the stage and he's like, good luck with that fucking room. So there's like six guys in there. He's like, good luck trying to get a laugh out of them. And we're just like, oh my
it's
God.
It's always six guys. Every guys? Time I've said it's six guys. Every time it goes around, I think it's six guys. We're talking.
Yeah. Did the two hosts, did, were they talking six guys like, left hey, in there. Like, you're a funny guy? Kind of, did they, like...
Not really.
They're both on their phones.
They're both back. Everyone, because I go back to like four fucking people still hang out. They're all just bullshit. They don't listen to any of the comments.
What about that fucking big pig who loves you?
Yeah, she was back there.
Oh, BP.
Yeah.
You know,
she's a fucking mess.
No.
She is such
oh, the chick, yeah, that she went she went there when I was there. Yeah. I know you're talking about. Yeah, BP.
She really thinks
she was a hot fucking pink.
Yeah. She has like a weird like bald spot. Like,
she's a baby.
Her hair is a mess. She's got like fucking Edith Bunker hair.
The way she talks too is like so. And she was actually like a paid person on one of the shows, right? Like she's like
I don't know if she was paid, but she was. But it was a book show.
She was a book show. Yeah.
That's the one she bitched about when she didn't make it on an open night. She's like, this is fucking bullshit. Fuck this play. Right in front of the guys, giving the place a finger, and I'm like, don't you have a book show Wednesday? She's like, well, yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you complaining about, you cunt? Are you fucking serious?
There's no humility in this town.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck her.
Not in this business. They're everyone in there.
Oh, like, they're fucking, miserable fucks.
Dude, no one's in until like...
There was a good...
I told you that night I drove that guy home. He's like, so what are you doing this for? And I was like, because I like it.
Wait, what?
Like,
who, oh. Which one? The guy that
fucking,
we saw
that little fucking Jew with the fucking hat.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah. Was that the guy that you thought... May have been trying to hit on you to invite you
I
over.
I think he might be like
he
a
might
little
be a,
swishy.
Might be a little.
I thought he wanted to steal
gay.
Jokes.
No.
He wanted to fucking steal
that's
his.
That's
heart.
Trying to steal my shitty car.
The guy with the underarm hat. That fucking guy.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy that's like, oh, you brought more comics here that night that you, me, and Chelsea was like, oh, you brought more comics here. Good luck with that. It's like, well, fuck your face.
Yeah. How does that bitch talk? I gotta hear that your impression of that again.
Oh, I don't know. I gotta think of something she said.
What would Keith Kelly say about
yeah, we'll
the Jew with the Under Armour hat?
What would he say about
that? I'm going to lose my mind when I see this guy. Yo, so you got an Under Armour hat. Y'all got a hat too. But it ain't Under Armour. I wear a hat when I wear roller skates.
the odd thing that we go next time. And for some reason, he wrote a joke about roller skates. Like,
oh, dude.
We had to slap ourselves in the face.
I just fucking...
Dude, we gotta go.
Fuck, keep
going. I think he's been in every single open mic I've ever fucking done. I think he's been in every one. That dude's always fucking out there.
Do you ever talk to him?
No, I never. I think once I was like,
I didn't talk to him.
I did two in a row, and I was like, oh, I just saw you. Or I did 2 days in a row. I was like, you had Flappers last night, right? He was like, yeah. Yo, I was at Flappers. You know, I got there and took my roller skates. That's gonna be like his get or done.
We should get that guy on the show.
Someday he's gonna be
talking. He's like really shy. He doesn't say anything.
He's gonna be booking fucking sold out arenas like Dice, and he's
really
gonna be like,
does.
Everybody want to hear about roller skates, and everybody fucking.
He has sort of like a what's the guy who died? Mitch Hedberg. He almost kind of has like that delivery.
No, that's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
There's he has a little.
I
bit
never
of
liked him. I never.
What?
I never liked Mitch Hedberg.
Fuck you.
I mean, for what he was. Yeah, my favorite, but I like Dice better.
I never liked Mitch Hedberg.
You like
never,
Dice more better.
I never
better.
Liked, what's his name either?
Sam Kinison?
No, the one that
Richard
died really
Pryor?
Young. The one everyone fucking, shit, what the fuck's his name?
Greg,
The one everyone said Dennis Leary ripped him off. Which I never really thought that. Bill Hicks. I never liked Bill Hicks.
Oh, yeah, no, I know either.
I know he's like fucking huge, like, he's like a comic shop, but I don't know.
Who's like the new comic? Did you say that?
Louis.
Oh,
Louis like a fucking god. That's on.
Well, no, him and Attell has been for like years.
Oh yeah, Attell is, but yeah, he's not.
I've never seen David Attell live. I'd like to see that.
Me too. I love it. He was out here for fucking 2 weeks. I miss him every fucking time he went up. I was so pissed.
I think my dad's gonna see Jay when he goes to Tampa. I told him to. I'm like, go see Jay more, Dad. Don't have a good time. He's like, Brian. Well, Luke actually could do it better.
Who?
My dad. I'm like, Dad, you should go see Jay Moore.
I'm not going to see... I guess he's from Chicago now. Judy, I'm not... If I don't start up with Judy, I can't do it.
You
Judy,
combine
I'm not going
Rob
to
Bass.
See Jay Moore. He's in that stupid movie with Tom Cruise.
I saw... speaking of the bass, I don't know if Courtney's still listening, but fuck it. Who cares? I saw Bass on Friday, and I had, like, a really good time with him. Like, it's, like, one of those things where I'm like, oh, this is why I became friends with this guy. Like, when we used to... go golfing and stuff, and I just would have a nice time with the dude.
Like a nice night, but
a nice
day.
As opposed to like the last 2 years, where like, when they're together, Rob and Courtney, it's like, both of them are, I can't describe it. I can't describe like how what a bunch of.
I just can't describe it. Oh no.
Can't put your finger on it.
No, but he was just like, he was just way different and like just mellow and like wasn't boisterous.
He was like, let's go golfing.
He didn't give me any.
That's relaxed, Rob.
He did zero. He did zero of those.
Didn't vortex you.
None of them. Nothing.
Is he real competitive with you when you were there?
No, fuck no.
Takes me.
I'll give you a six.
I'm the catalyst. Starts kicking his ball in the hole.
But then the next day I see him with him and Courtney and they get into a fight and then he has to leave fucking 10 minutes after I get there. Like, yeah,
you know what? Married people fight. We don't, Chelsea and I don't fight that much. We don't really fight that much. I fight on my own about that.
It seems like you're...
I keep it I don't know, away
I don't,
from her.
Listen, I don't know that you're the catalyst of the fight.
Listen.
But you like every time, she likes to go to sleep early, it appears.
Unless yeah, it's like, okay. Well, she gets up a lot earlier than I do.
Well, like, pure sun.
Even if it's a
hey, nice, I see what you did.
If it's a Saturday and like she doesn't have to work the next day, even sometimes that like she'll come over here and like she'll start pulling.
She's
like,
gonna pass out. She's gonna pass out.
And Scott's like, just let her sleep. We can hang out longer. Kind of attitude.
Well, she likes to fall asleep, but then she wakes up and she's pissed off because she's not home in bed. Which I get it. I wake up on the couch. I'm pissed.
I Cam too. Cam, she'd fucking fall asleep at like 11.
Yeah, and you're
like at a friend's house, and but you just be like, "Fuck it, we're still gonna."
Yeah,
hang out.
People's house. Because dude, I'll stay at your house till 4 a.m. Don't invite me over. Back home. Oh my, I was always the last motherfucker to leave.
I understand.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, so I don't think that you guys fight, but I think that you get, well, you're agitated, Scott, at times, like punching your steering wheel, crying, and waving people by. Scott, it wasn't fair. I've been in that fucking river. So you
capitalized that F.
I don't know. I
get amped up. It's good. I'm emotional.
I mean, like a guy who would date a girl for a week, they fucking can fight. I mean, it happens. I'm it's like Rob and Courtney. It seems like every time I've seen them in the past, I don't know. Past year, it ends up being Rob and I'm leaving. He's like, well, I don't want to leave.
It's typically Rob's humor. It's
oh, here. All right. So it's this typically is I'll be Courtney, and here, and this is Robin.
Oh boy.
Robin, I want to leave.
Your voice sounds really deep.
I can't do a Courtney.
It's typically Rob.
Courtney, you got a lot of facial hair.
Rob's humor that doesn't get like perceived well by her. He'll make a joke, and then she's not.
The last three times she's like, well, they've got into a fight where all the girls have to run after her, and I'm like, this is like not like a fucking fun time. It's like everybody like they have to put on a whole pageant of like we're sitting there and now. Like Amira, because she's in love with Courtney, and fucking Chelsea have to run after Courtney. I'm like, just fucking let her go. What happened? Like, did Rob say like you're a cunt? I hope you get an abortion if we get pregnant. All he said was like, maybe we'll go on a little bit. Like he didn't even say anything bad. Like I don't. But why do
she
the girls?
Seems very high. She seems very high.
Okay, here's the thing. You are.
Oh, she listens. I'm sorry, Courtney. You're not. You're great.
But well, she's a lawyer, so she could be high strung, Courtney. So if you are listening, we understand. But I'm saying, like, as I'm a prick as a human being. And so, like, if.
Oh, man, what the fuck? That's all like a fucking trumpet. Look at my fucking face. Scott aimed his ass cannon right at my fucking mouth.
I've been waiting months.
If for some reason, I'm in Scott's house and a fucking. I get, like, Sean and myself getting into something. I'm like, all right, I'm out of here. I don't expect you guys to come, like, chase after me.
Are you sure?
We want to, but we're just...
We kind of want to, but we're usually sleepy and drunk.
I come up
no, like, no, 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 no. If that ever happens, I'm not going to chase after you. I'm like, okay, goodbye.
We jog down the street after, like, Brandon, wait.
Okay, see.
We got to find him, man.
You guys are
in the fucking river, man.
Playing into my aggravation, and I'm telling you, working.
Don't be aggravated, bud.
You wouldn't do it.
It's not worth it.
You wouldn't do it.
What the fuck does that mean?
Just think about it, bud.
Plaggravating.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
You're putting pussy on a pedestal.
What Keith Kelly say about Courtney Lee?
Don't Kurt Russell him too soon. You're going to Kurt Russell Kelly.
No one knows who he is. That's a problem. I gotta get him
Nobody knows who my fucking dad is.
I got to get him to do a fucking intro to the podcast.
There are more people laughing at Keith Kelly on this than all those open mics.
It's Keith Kelly. Yo, you listening to Looking Good Radio. Hope you're on some roller skates.
Have him. You see him, have him say that about roller skates.
It's fucking Luke Kelly. Just say something about roller skates, man. It's funny.
No. I'll try. I'll work on it. Because I was doing that to that chick. And he's like, he does an impression. And, I was like, all right. Thanks for telling him that. And he's like, he just kind of walked by and was like, cool. That wasn't fucking super awkward. Thank you. Like, could you explain it to him maybe? And
Whatever. Oh God, I forgot.
I'm telling you, I like him. He's pretty funny.
I forgot this part in Buffalo that like I didn't say it on the podcast. When how fucking embarrassing. Number one, that my parents can be without like knowing how embarrassing they're like how they're making me feel. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Like I tell them, I'm like, listen, Luke's gonna put my check in the bank. It might be like on Saturday. But I'm like,
fuck the check.
Until then, I got like, you know, $70. So instead of giving, everyone's like, why don't you just give Holly money? Holly was the wedding I was going to on that Friday. I'm like, no, I'm going to stop at Macy's and I'll buy her like $100 fucking knife set.
Why does it got to be $100?
But that's what it cost. But my thought is I want to spend like $100 on something.
All right.
Okay. Instead of giving her $100 or $50 in the fucking envelope, I'll get her something nice.
All right.
Okay. And so it was like a $150 knife set on sale for $100. I'm like, wow, this is a nice gift.
Yeah, it's okay. A very nice gift.
Thanks. All right, at least you think so.
You got me a knife set for my
birthday. Me and the boys, BC.
I'm sorry, not a knife set, a cutlery set.
For your wedding.
Not my birthday, my wedding, yeah.
Second prize set of steak knives.
And so every person my parents see, they're like, who want to, they're like, my dad would go like, well, we got to take him to Macy's because he doesn't have any fucking money. I'm like, oh my God, Dad, can you just tell him I'm buying a gift? Why do you got to tell people I don't have money? And then the whole time,
Bob's super disappointed in you.
My family members keep coming up to me and like,
super disappointed. They're
like, Brandon, you need money? I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my. And they're like,
Jesus Christ, really?
No, yes.
My family members are like, fucking
broke. Like, well, yes, I do, but that's a side of my
yeah, I'm like, my family members are fucking broke. And so, like, at like the picnic, like, 2 days later, they're like, well, Brandon, are you sure you don't need money or anything? I'm like, You guys live in a one-bedroom apartment for the past 15 years, you know, and you don't work. You know what I mean? Like, you only get, like, disability. Like, I'm good. I'm good with the money, believe me. Like, you don't need to do that.
You're not good with the money, liar.
I'm not good. They're not good.
Oh, gotcha.
No, are you all right, Spider?
Oh, yeah. You beat me to it.
But then, and then he's like,
bones all shattered.
I had to do a, on the way to the way, I'm like, Dad. Just let's try not to mention Shauna's age because I don't want to talk about it because it's like a whole thing.
Why? You should brag about that.
I know. Right there. Fuck. Well, I would wear a shirt with an arrow pointing this way saying that she's only 21.
Yeah, well, like buddies, sure, but like my aunts and shit, no. I don't. I just don't want to even.
Fuck them. What are they doing?
I don't.
You
I don't,
see them once every 4 years.
They sit home playing with their fucking pussy all day.
Because I don't want that to be the topic of conversation. I'd rather talk about like, hey, how's your lousy life and the shitty bills? Like that's.
Not gonna talk about it for that long.
The shitty bills, are they any good?
No, they suck.
So it's not just a catchy name.
Clever name.
Whatever. Fuck you. Luke smells like potatoes. You smell like... Is those mashed potatoes? You rub some of those on your arms?
What are you talking about, you fucking weirdo?
He scooted over to me and fucking, I smell potatoes.
Fucking bloodhound. Yeah, because you wiped some under your nose when you did that Hitler impression.
Potatoes. It smells strongly of potatoes.
I got... remember... Now, all right. To, as Jay Moritz said, put a bow on it. Remember, we've talked this on the podcast. The bitch who was like the purse thief?
Bitch.
Yeah.
Caught her.
Oh, yeah?
All right, so
she... Isn't she, what's his name, chick? The guy that ripped me off?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It ended up being, but there was, it was like two chicks working together.
Uh-huh.
And so, they, like, my boss has really been, like, after, like, they have all these, put in all, install all these new cameras and shit. So she comes in on Sunday, and she does this thing, and it's funny because I watched the video, and, like, she's just sitting at a table, but she's not, like, she's, like, 22, you know, so she doesn't look like a fucking...
She's a big fat fucking pig.
She's not a pig. She's like, she's sort of thin, but she doesn't look like, you know, a thief, you know, like something like that.
A thief.
Like she doesn't look like a criminal. And so she sits there for like an hour and a half, and every one of the workers walk by her. You know, we don't even like think about it. We just, like, you see me like walk by her twice, and I don't like think twice. I just think she's somebody sitting there. But so I guess the bowlers started to notice her, and like 2 minutes later, the guy's fucking, his whole bag was gone. His bowling bag with all of his shit in it. So. He has like an Find My iPhone app on his iPad, so he follows her and finds where she is. His dad now is like a part of Vice or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So like all of a sudden now all
Crockett or Tubbs.
Now, yuck. Now all the cops get involved and they spot her at like some.
Oh, she fucked up.
Was it a Starbucks and this ends and she got away like the whole story? No.
So they find the address is like some motel on Sepulveda. And so I'm in the office as Scott is telling the story. And Patty, the lady I work with, is like, how would you know about that, Scott? And I'm like, yeah, how would you know about that, Scott? You know, like, insinuating that he's at a sleazy motel. And neither one of them get the joke, and they just, like, look at me, like waiting for a pun.
Maybe they were like, I can't believe how bad that was.
No, it wasn't. They just didn't get it. Not that it's a funny joke. I'm just saying, like,
I'm having a hard time, bud.
It's so worth a nickel, that joke, at least.
So the cops call, and they're like, okay, we got two suspects in custody at North Hollywood.
Two perps.
So he rolls over there. On the way there, like right, the fuck street is that? Like right by there, before we make it right.
Sepulveda?
Johnson.
Colfax?
Yeah. Oh, you said Sepulveda earlier, bud.
Sepulveda's where the hotel
was. Not that anybody gives a shit.
Sepulveda's the hotel that they're staying at. Okay. But they brought him to North Hollywood Police Station. Okay. All
right.
So he's going down Colfax, and a dude rear ends him, and he hits the guy in front of him. Hmm. And he goes looks in the mirror, and the guy behind him has a fucking gun. And now, all of a sudden, he's like, what should I do? The cops pull up, because it's right by the thing.
Yeah.
And they arrest the guy behind him, because he was like a felon on the run, like an armed felon.
What the fuck?
So he's like, holy shit. So he's like all rattled, and they take him to the police department. He identifies a chick. So within the span of like half an hour, he got like two perps like arrested.
Damn.
But he was all fucked up.
That's like Hollywood cop.
He had to go to a doctor and shit. You know?
That's a really good day.
It is. So I'm thinking on Monday that I'm getting fired. Okay, not from the bowling alley, but from the other job, the magazine. Because I hear him on the phone, and he's like basically like just kissing whoever's on the phone's balls. Like, listen, you get this job, you know, I'm going to fly you around, you know, we're going to work for the magazine, you work for the association. And he's like,
just don't come in all hungover and stuff.
Yeah, he's like, don't come in
shitting yourself.
Don't go drink in the room down the hallway.
Yeah. Nine shots before you get here.
Passing out in the conference room.
And,
there's more than a handful of Penn's employees that have done that. That I know that are still, I'm just kidding. Yeah. They don't still work there.
So I'm like, fuck, maybe, and he's like really shitty me the whole day. You know, and like normally he's not. Normally he's like Scott the positive guy. Hey Luke, what's going on? You know, like he's always like that kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man. And I'm like, well, fuck, there goes $700 a month. You know.
And you hated it though, don't you?
Yeah. Well, Brown knows her coach.
Yeah, it's thanks.
Brown knows.
But I mean, Luke? Do you like working at Pins? I mean, like, fuck it.
No.
No, but I didn't go out of my way to try to get. That'd be if I got the Uber job and was like, I don't know, whatever.
Does anybody like any job? Like Scott, do you like your job?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it sucks for you.
I mean, I do. I mean, I like my job. All
right.
It's all right.
You know what I mean? Scott's a good fucking handshaker. Whenever I think of fucking Frags, I just think of him going... He knows how to do it, and the timing's good.
He's a good fucking handshaker. He does. He's been... His new thing is he's doing the fist bump now. He does do one of these, like, up high.
He needs to stick with a handshake. That fist bump shit's for...
Give me the love I need.
That fist bump shit's not
good. But I guess he just had, like, a tough... Like, I went up there, I'm like... You help me anything? He's like,
maybe
something. He's like, he looks at me like exasperated, like, I just have to do this stuff. I'm like, all right.
So yeah.
So you thought that you were fired just because he was having a bad day?
No, no. He hired somebody else. He hired like an intern.
Okay. She hot?
She's like 15.
She hot?
No, she's like Jewy. She sucks. She looks like all of our party hostesses who stink, like low life.
Oh, back in the day, the PAs were nice.
We have a type now.
Back in the day, it used to be Remy.
Wait, we don't have any party host with glasses.
Yeah, what's her name? Fucking
Megan.
Name?
When she who started, she was
stupid. What's her fucking face? The one that has the black chick's name. She had fucking glasses.
She books the party.
She was a party host, wasn't she? When she started?
No.
2008 was a different time, bud. Hotter party hosts.
Indeed.
Now you guys pissed.
Fucking guess who? Who cares with glasses? They're fat fucks and they're ugly. I know they won't do anything. They're afraid to like touch any buttons. It's like, would you fucking get involved with something?
Touching buttons.
You fucking stand there like a deer in headlights, like a fat deer in headlights. You fucking pig. Ow.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
Hey, Doug. All right, Tom. You.
Fuck me, I guess.
Yeah.
Good.
I guess it's fucking Brandon hour.
Go on. Well, go on.
I sit there fucking silent.
I'm just fucking trying to talk, and you fucking cut me off.
Yeah, we all can't
you
wait
fucking
for it.
Scumbag, fag.
What
do you got? Say it.
You got a scumbag in there for Tree Man.
Why bust my balls? Why are you going to say whatever I say is not going to be great?
Why do you bust my balls?
You're not
because you're fucking gay and you have big balls.
Okay.
You got hangers, bro.
What do you say, God? You had something to say first.
Nah, I was stupid.
All right. So is mine. Jesus Christ.
No, I think yours would be really good.
It's not. Now I'm not saying it because now you're fucking.
Come on, dude. It's going to be good.
It's not. It wasn't. It's I don't have that many stories. I had a slow week. I didn't do much.
Is it anything to do with cops or firemen? No, we're talking about cops. Like, which one's better?
No. And it's not Gay Bar or Steakhouse.
Oh, right. Shit!
Well, we're fucked then.
And it's not, what's the one you always beat yourself up for and it wasn't even a big deal?
Everyone, every episode, you mean?
No, there's one that you're just like, you're so mad about it. And I was like, no, who even noticed that? It's something like the little detail of something you said and you still talk about it. It's like 6 months ago. And I'm like,
it's not the Mexican
I'm
space
like, I don't
program.
Think anyone even, if you didn't say anything, I don't think anyone even would have picked up on it. It was the most random thing. You're like, why did I say that I stink? And I was like, I don't know, man. It's not that big of a deal.
I don't. I can't remember. I'm the archivist, and I can't think of it.
But every now and again, it'll still pop up, and I'm like, "Are you still thinking about that?"
Conference Fireman's a good one.
I enjoyed it. What was your point?
On Saturday night, I went to this, the Trolls to watch bad movies.
You're right. It does suck.
And I fucking told you.
I'm just kidding. Busting your big balls.
Whatever, man.
But tell me what the movies were. I saw your Instagram.
Get it. I already told you. One was called... I almost hit your fucking cock.
So you did, but it's hanging.
One was called Trick or Treat. It had nothing to do with Halloween whatsoever. And it was about a dead rock star.
Starred Mike DeBane as Jade Sundown. These were all on VHS.
I go to the fucking Trolls, and he's got like, all these old 80s fucking things that went straight to video.
He's got a VHS. He's still got a VCR.
I got one, too. I had one.
I'm bummed I got rid of my VCR. I got like, one. Broken
Troll's been a guest on the show.
Yeah. It's been a while. But it was Trick or Treat. It's about this dead rock star that, like, he comes back to life, like, through the radio, and he's like this evil, like, spirit, and, like, kills people. It's so fucking stupid. But, like, the craziest thing, it was Robert Elswit's first fucking movie as a DP.
Huh.
Fucking, what, three-time Oscar winner, fucking Robert Elswit. No.
All right.
But you know what?
It was first time,
It sucked that. Because it had a budget. It was De Laurentiis produced it, so I'm like, fuck, this already is going to have a budget already. I mean, it's like shit, but, like, the ones that have, like, no budget are, like, really fucking good. And then he was telling me the shit, like, half of these movies are, like, they were, like, tax write-offs for fucking, like, companies and shit. Like, somehow, like, if you make a movie, you got some kind of fucking tax break or something. So they would just go and make these fucking pieces of shit.
Well, so you'd expense everything for your movie. Something so like everything that. Yeah, was yeah, yeah. Everything
well, so they could do, like, dinners, they could do anything.
Yeah,
like, just for the
and
movie.
It was, and it was also money laundering for a lot of drug people and shit, and like dirty, like,
when is this, like, 80s?
Yeah, 80s, yeah. And it's fucking like, so there's, they just get some guy like, hey, you want to shoot a movie? And the guy like, yeah. And he just has no fucking idea how. And then they get all these old washed up. There's like 10 or 15 guys. Like, even Lance Henriksen pops up in a lot of them. But like the
nice.
Same.
Kelsey favorite actor.
The same guys over and over again. Like, you know who's in a lot of them is George Kennedy from Airplane. He's in a bunch. You know, he pops up, Lee Van Cleef pops up sometimes.
Oh,
from
really?
Fucking Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Yeah. But the best guy, I don't know if I've talked about him, I think before, it's been a while, but it's fucking Jim Mitchum, who Robert Mitchum's kid, is like the worst fucking actor I've ever. He looks like fucking Robert Mitchum when he was like 35, like with a really bad hangover.
Without
and after
shots.
Like you fucking put him in a microwave for like 5 minutes. This guy's a fucking disaster. Like half of these, especially the older guys. Oh, you know what was in some of them too is Tony Curtis, and they're like visibly drunk and shit. Like you can tell these guys are fucking disaster.
They didn't give a shit.
Yeah, they're just fucking. They're like visibly. There's one he said he saw that the guy went to like lean on something and he's like this guy was hammered. Fuck, what was his name? He told me who it was, but I never heard of him. He's an old 50s actor that like never really made it. Because he played the police chief in this one that I saw called Hollywood Cop that Jim Mitchum was in. Oh my god, it's so fucking bad. And like, they're funnier if you know shit about like how movies are made and stuff. Like, all their fucking low budget tricks and like bullshit. Like, they're always like 89 minutes exactly.
You can see where they cheated things just so
they
could get by.
And it'll be like the guy's walking to work, and it's like 3 fucking minutes of footage of the guy just walking around just to fucking kill time. And then like the one we saw, like it was so obvious they couldn't afford. Oh, there was 2 fucking flash mag rolls where you could see the fucking film got flashed. And fucking still made the cut, and then like they never go in for any coverage. It's all big wide shots.
Wait, tell me what that is. The flash.
It'll be at the end of the scene. They'll be like, let's get out of here, and it'll big flash will come and it'll cut to the next.
And they didn't cut it properly to like.
Yeah, there's only fucking take they had. Or it'll cut out right in the middle of the line and be like, I think he went to the grocery store, and then it'll just cut to the next fucking. There's a couple of those, and then. It's all wide, so they don't have enough film to go on for coverage. So every scene is like 3 guys talking from like 1 fucking static angle.
For like a minute or two?
It never moves in, yeah. There's this one where like, this chick is telling them this like really important, like important quote unquote plot point quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
And the fucking camera's like 19 feet away. And they're on the street, and like the audio is—it's a noisy street, and the fucking audio is so bad.
He's straining
like,
to hear
the fucking guy must have been the very, very end of the boom pole, and the thing still wasn't like. All you hear is cars. You can't fucking hear the cars. It's so bad. And then like all the like the jokes in it were so bad. Like the fucking humor. Like it's supposed to be like the angry police chief yelled like, "Give me your shield and gun." Like that. Of course, I'm like I guarantee you that scene. Of, like 12 minutes in, that scene comes up. I'm like, "Yep, there it is." And then fucking guy's like, he's like, you know what you do? You get me so wound up. He's like, you give me gas. He's like, I'm too old for this shit. I'm getting diabetes. He's like, you know what is with you? I gotta take so many Tums. It's like a Tums festival. And we're like, oh god, it was so fucking bad.
I've
had
a
Tums
festival before.
Yeah. Oh god, it was fucking horrendous. And there's this part where, okay.
Nice.
The introduction to the... It jumps into the scene. It feels like it's in the middle of a fucking movie. All these gangsters at a party. There's all this like exposition coming out. We're like, what the fuck? Just the credits aren't even gone yet. And fucking... The introduction to the Hollywood fucking cop, which is the titular title of the thing.
The Jim Mitchum film?
Jim Mitchum's a bad guy. The good guys, you gotta see this dude's... I gotta get a picture of this guy. You gotta see his fucking hair. It's so bad.
Worse than mine?
It looks like a He-Man figure. And,
Brandon knows all about He-Man figures.
There's no explanation why they're here. There's this apartment building with this chick. This chick is, like, getting raped by these, like, three, like, gangsters while her, like, her fat, like, Samoan husband's all tied up with, like, a mouth gag. It's like, ugh. And this chick, because, like, you can't see the screen that good. And we could not tell if she had a black bikini bottom on or if it was her bush. Fucking pubes. It was her fucking bush. It was fucking huge. And we were like, oh, my God. It looked like a wig. It was huge. We're like, what the fuck?
Bush like a bird's nest.
Yeah, it was horrendous. So, like, the fucking... the cops break the door down. The crooks run away, and then the husband like gets out of the chair, and he's chasing the crooks too. So he catches up with one of them. The cop's trying to like talk him out and kill him. He's like, "You don't want to do this, man." He's like, and the first line says, "He's like, listen, man, I'm really sorry that guy fucked your wife." I almost fucking spit my drink out. We laughed so fucking hard, and the guy's like, "He's like, you dishonor me," and he throws the machete at the bad guy's hand. And it cuts to this horrible, like rubber hand falling on the thing with, like, blood. The guy's like, ah! So stupid. They're so... I wish you were fucking came, dude. They're so... There's nothing funnier than these fucking things. They're so bad, you can't fucking believe it.
Where does Troll get them?
When they used to have those Red Hot videos all over the place with the fucking porn, they had to have so many legit movies, so they would just buy whatever crap was the cheapest they could, like... Because you had to, like, legally have so much, like, real stuff.
Yeah.
And they would sell them for, like, $2. And he would go just in and be, just fucking
just
buy
stacks
a stack.
Of B-movies.
We'd go through and find the worst-looking ones. It'd be, like, fucking, like, The Blender on the cover. And it's, like, a blender that kills people. There's a chick with big tits, like, holding it or something. And we're like, let's go. But we'd always look to see who was in
I
it.
I want to watch it. Is that a real movie?
No. It's probably after something. You know what the biggest one is the two biggest plots that come up the most are, like Vietnam vets that have had it. And it's like
go crazy,
like Charles Bronson kind of shit. Yeah, they take a law in their own hands. That and, fucking Mad Max. There's a million bad Mad Max ripoffs. It's always like post-apocalyptic with like.
Well, there is
like,
now. I mean, ever since Mad Max, it's
but back then it was huge, like early '80s, because it was so fucking cheap to like replicate. It kind of looked like it had production value because it had like a Mad Maxy fucking costume.
So you really
Mad Maxy?
So many of those
Mad Maxy
nowadays.
Name.
How many fucking movies are like post-apocalyptic?
There are a lot.
Mad Max really started a whole fucking genre, man. It hasn't stopped.
It did, yeah. And then, like, you never know what's going to pop up. It's always the most random guys. Like I've seen Robert Forster in a couple of them. And, fucking Robert Patrick's first appearance ever in one of these. It was really fucking
bad.
What's
the guy from...
He was, like, 19.
From Dusk Till Dawn, the black guy.
I don't know. We talked about this last time. I forget. I don't know his name.
But I bet he's in a bunch of those,
probably,
too.
Yeah, probably.
He has that... You know what we're talking about?
I don't know his name.
He's like real big with the mustache. He's got the cigar.
Fuck, it's not Jim Brown, but he looks
he kind of looks like
him. Fucking looks like Jim Brown. Alright, I'm looking it up. Go on.
No, but that's it. They're fucking great. Wait, I gotta get something to hook that VCR up.
Hey, man.
I gotta buy a bunch.
Sorry that guy fucked your wife.
He's like, I'm sorry you fucked your wife. It was fucking great.
Who the fuck's that? What a bad
that's,
bit of dialogue.
I'm telling you, you couldn't imagine. Like, you couldn't make up, like, worse shit. You'd be like, oh, it would be funny if they did this.
Fred Williamson. Like,
yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck? Is he not, he's fucking, Boss Nigger.
That's him?
Yeah.
Boss Nigger, yeah.
Yeah, that's Fred Williamson.
I tried to watch it. It's fucking terrible.
He's bad, he's black, and he's boss.
You know who's in that one? who's the bad guy? It's one of the fucking Pennypaws guys.
I don't know if did we talk about that? There's a movie called Boss Nigger, and it's like
like a Western.
A black cowboy.
I
wish, you know what, if the fucking trailer wasn't 3 minutes long, it'd be a funny intro.
I got like 20 minutes in, I'm like, I can't take it. It's just bad, it's bad bad, it's not even like good bad. Oh, R.G. Armstrong is the fucking bad guy from that. Yeah, it's fucking terrible, it really is, it's horrible.
He'll take your women and all this kind of shit, like, the guy.
Yeah. That's the problem with it, because I can tell right away when there's like any kind of production value, I'm like, oh, we'll get rid of this one, we need a way worse one than this. But he wouldn't take it out, I was so bummed, he kind of fucking...
Well, you watch Boss Nigger or Troll?
I watched it, no, not Saturday night, but I've seen it before. But that Trick or Treat one was like, as soon as I saw Dino De Laurentiis, I'm like, get this out of here. This is going to be like effects. and shit.
Did he do the movie The Gate?
I don't know.
You ever see that movie?
The Ninth Gate.
The Gate Rules.
No, Ninth Gate Stinks.
The Gate. I'm not saying The Gate.
No, The Gate, with these little fucking claymation demons that come out of the ground because the bottle rocket goes into it. A model rocket goes in the air and then it like goes down.
I thought lightning struck the tree, didn't it? And then they found a hole under it.
I thought it was a fucking.
She shoots a rocket into that fucking.
Okay,
demon.
Maybe that's part of it. Anyway, there's that big hole in this guy's backyard and these little demons.
It's a real young. What's his name? It's like a fucking 10-year-old.
And then these little demons, they come, and then all of a sudden this huge demon comes, and they got a
the one that's in all the e-cig commercials.
Sounds like a lot of demons, bud.
Oh, Stephen Dorff.
Yeah, Stephen Dorff.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's like 10.
Got a lot of demons, bud. That's like the tagline for The Gate. Got a lot of demons, bud.
That's pretty good.
Thought that was going to go unnoticed. Thanks.
Nice, bud. Give me a good one.
They made a Gate Part 2, I guess.
Yes, they did. It fucking sucked.
I heard it's really bad.
This is John Wayne walking.
It had like a budget and shit. It was like, fuck that.
I get that one, Scott.
What's that from?
Located it.
What's that from?
No, he said they made a sequel to The Gate. They made Gate 2, and I said it's just John Wayne walking.
G-A-I-T. Oh, okay.
It's okay. So
wordplay, Yuma. I like
three
it.
Three young children accidentally release a horde of nasty, pint-sized demons from a hole in the suburban backyard, but follows a classic battle between good and evil.
Yeah, classic, all right.
You can slap the word classic
two
on
fucking
it.
Dumb metalheads. Oh, another one where...
The Gate 2. It's called The Gate 2, Trespassers.
I think just Terry came back for that one. The other friend, the dorky with the glasses.
Teens summon forth a diminutive demonic minion from the other side to do their bidding and grant their wishes.
I gotta see that. Just for posterity, I should check that out.
It's like watching Goonies 3.
I heard it was really bad.
You keep talking about making Pamela Adlon's in it?
Is she really?
Yeah.
From Louis.
Louis's
shit.
Well, Louis's wife in the first.
That's awesome.
And this guy, James Kidney? Look at his face. You'll know his face.
Is that the...
I've seen that guy before.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a hacky fucking...
I've seen him in
all shitty movies.
I want to see that. I want to see it on Netflix.
The Gate 2?
Spielberg fucking wrote... apparently he wrote a treatment for Goonies 2.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be fucking... I know. It's like, come on. You're going to be hard-pressed on that one, bud. You hate the best movies sometimes.
There's a couple. All right.
You both
Princess
do.
Bride.
You both do.
No, okay, Goonies. All right. No, okay, I'll give you a list. All right, we already said Goonies, Princess Bride.
Neither one of you like the Hoosiers, which I don't. And
Hoosiers is fucking cheesy.
Neither one of you get Animal House. You don't all right, get so, it.
Okay, look,
you don't get dance. Animal House.
Hey,
go to
it's
bed.
Not that we don't get it. There's nothing funny. Not to get, Scott. It's just,
an old style.
It's not. Humor. Yeah, it's not. It's like
it doesn't hold up.
Yeah, it was made in the 70s. It doesn't hold up. It's still pretty funny.
So was Airplane. That's funny.
Vacation holds up. Caddyshack holds up. Animal House.
Animal House.
I never liked Caddyshack
that much. We can agree to disagree.
All right.
I like Rodney in it.
Hey, you really want to keep going because he fucking wouldn't shut the fuck up about it. He was wasted their day about. American Hustle, what a piece of shit movie it is.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't fucking stop with it.
I don't like American Hustle, bud.
It told me that, like, what, that stupid, what's it?
David Russell.
Shitty movie that he made before that with the dancing? How much better of a movie that is?
Silver Linings Gay Book?
Yeah, that movie fucking can eat my balls. That movie sucks.
It was way better. It was original.
It's not, American Hustle is way fucking better.
Come on, just agree to disagree.
Let's fight about it.
Come on, guy.
I just don't.
You
can't rub beards together.
How?
I don't have
I just,
one.
I don't get how you don't like it. I just don't get it.
You don't. I don't get how you don't like Hoosiers.
I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
I didn't like it. It was cheesy.
And since he said that, I'm not going to watch it.
It was corny. That fucking dumb drunk.
I got it on
the drunk dad. And in the end,
Dennis
he's like,
Hopper, you dickhead.
I don't give a shit. It was a dumb character. I don't get what he's doing. He was King Koopa.
He was
King Koopa in Mario Brothers, too.
Hey, hang on. I think maybe if you had any inclination of small town or rural America, you'd have some sort of semblance of it.
This is ridiculous.
How
do
you
don't?
Because all those small towns, like the one I grew up in, they got their town drunk.
Yeah, but that was it was so one-dimensional, corny character. And then Andy's like, I gave up drinking, and he's there like sober. I was like, oh my god, it was so fucking cheesy.
That sounds
so
awful.
Cheesy.
I don't want to see this.
It's pretty good.
It's cheesy as
it's
fuck.
I'd rather watch Blue Chips.
My butt.
I watched Blue Chips the other day after you told me it was on. Watch this thing again.
And what a great movie that is.
It's pretty good, man.
You got a tractor?
There goes Coach Petey Bell. Coach of the Dolphins.
All right, you guys have taken looks at, I assume, the past couple weeks. Did you realize how good that graffiti was on the fucking sign?
Yeah.
Which said Riverside underneath the planes thing?
We were talking about that the other day on the way to wherever we were going.
How good that graffiti was?
Yeah.
It's gone.
Oh, really?
So, it like they had a...
Who the fuck even noticed that? Well, it's blended right in. You can't even fucking really see it. If you wouldn't have said that, I probably never would have fucking noticed.
There's a huge billboard for Planes, Air, Fire and Rescue, or some new fucking animated movie.
Right.
Coming out.
That, I'm sorry, 80s movies. I was going to see if you guys had seen that movie, Near Dark. It came out at the same time as Lost Boys, Lance Henriksen.
What the fuck? I tried to watch Lost Boys.
And Bill Paxton. It was such a poorly done. It was so shitty. But Lance Henriksen like loves it. He's like outspoken about it. Said it was better than Lost Boys. And I watched it. And I barely finished it.
Lost Boys is a good movie.
Lost Boys is a good movie, but I don't know.
Well, what's not a good movie is probably this Planes movie. Anyways, on the fucking huge billboard on the corner from the house here, somebody graffitied it like they used all the colors from the ad, and it looked like fucking like it was part of the ad. On the way down there. It's gone. So now they couldn't remove the graffiti, I assume, so they have to put up a new sign? Would you assume?
I think they do it in strips. Can they just take that strip off? And maybe
they take like the bottom strip and then just put it back. Because now it says like June, whatever, it comes, June 30th it comes out or whatever.
No, it goes it's up and down strips. You know, back when I used to put up billboards and stuff.
Did you what?
No. But it's up and down. It's
it looks chunks. Like it. You put them up and you're like, there's no blacks going to do my job.
They got to do it at like 4 a.m.
Here. This is Brandon's non-point. Not that I haven't had 10 others.
It's supposed to be the first one?
At Rob Bases this past Friday, he was watching some kind of HBO sports program, and they have like three different segments.
You were watching Brevity.
We did. Afterwards. But so...
Brevity?
No.
Spinoff of Gravity.
Gravity.
Oh.
And so... if you're in the whole Brevity thing. But and it's about female bodybuilders. And I just fucking like lost my mind. I'm like, who in the fuck is if you're a dude who's into a female bodybuilder, you're a gay guy. Like that's gay. Like girls shouldn't look like that. They shouldn't like the chicks who do that shit, like they don't have tits anymore. Like they have like
pecs.
The pecs with like little like the chick wore like a fucking bikini. There was like an inch across just to cover like her nipples. That's it. And
it's like Venus de Milo from that fucking Living Color.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. But like female bodybuilders, like they don't bum me out. But like, because I always say that
they do bum me out. Like nudists. They bum me out more than nudists.
You know what? Female bodybuilders bum me out more than nudists.
Good.
Just, and it's like, who the fuck is into that? I mean, and then,
so that is a fucking creepy ass fetish.
They have these dudes who they go on like a date or like an escort service to like kiss their muscles. So they showed like all these like Mexican guys with big fat Mexican guys with bald heads like kissing all the girls' muscles and shit. I'm like, this is fuck. That is sick. That's fuck. I mean, Luke likes to piss his mouth and shit. I'm okay with that.
I'd rather have a face sitting fetish.
Fucking female bodybuilders, dude. And like now they're doing the whole thing like they want to go back to like normal looking girls who don't take all like the testosterone and the HGH and shit. It's like, yeah, fucking do that. So a girl who's fit, I can deal with. A girl's fit, you know, there's a point where you're like, okay, maybe you're a little too fit, but
you don't need thighs.
The girl the size of Local Luke is like, who the fuck thinks that's pretty?
Who the fuck are you?
Honestly, like, do you ever? I don't ever like see those chicks in public. Like,
maybe
like,
a male bodybuilder.
I see them at the gym sometimes. The one that I go to on El Segundo, there's a bunch of those fucking broads. I'm just like, oh my god,
they're
literally
bocce balls in their fucking shirt. I'm like, yeah,
and big guns. They got like, big guns and shit.
Yeah, they're like, super fucking defiant too. It looks like a dude.
There must be like, you ever notice on like the whole reason I even started thinking about it was again I saw a thing and then going to X videos. When you go through like the porn sites and you go through like the most. Like the newest videos, it seems like the same guy starts to post like he posts like 10 videos, but they're like spaced out.
Yeah.
So like you go through like two pages, all like BBC, like big black cock, and like okay, great. Or then the next page will just be like all Japs. You know
that's what that means.
Scott, welcome 2014. But
sorry about that.
Or Billionaire's Boy Club. That's fucking Pharrell's thing.
It makes more sense.
Ew.
Yeah. But. And then, so the other day I'm on there, and it was like every two videos was like a bodybuilder, and like she'd like have like a guy's cock like in her bicep. I'm like, what the fuck is this? or like a guy would be like fucking like her calf muscles. I'm like, oh god, what is going on,
I don't know,
dude?
Bud.
There's
that's no good.
I don't know.
Nobody got time for that.
I know you like your porn kind of filthy. You're a little tamer than like him.
Takes a valley, takes a village.
You know, you have
a village or is a valley.
You have a demon blood, but like,
Yeah, there's a part of it, like a good old like.
Not as many guy, as the gate.
A guy with a good penis and a hot looking girl who weighs 90 pounds fucking is like okay with me sometimes. I don't need all this shit to happen.
Did he say a hot looking penis? A guy with a hot looking
penis. A guy
penis
with a hot looking penis and a hot looking chick who's 90.
That's on the HLP page, apparently.
What, hot looking penis?
Yeah, that's what that means.
Well, you've seen a porn where the guy has like a weird looking penis. You're like, I don't want to watch this.
I don't know, bud.
No? You never seen a guy like a tiny dick? No. Or
like a dick that's pointing east and west, and you're like, well, maybe not for me.
They don't really hire guys with tiny dicks.
Or, no, but like the new thing is like get the guys who are like uncut on my shirt, like, eh, I don't want to watch that.
I don't know.
The same way I'm not into black guy porn.
I had to slob pee on me the other night. It was great.
Had a baby. Had a way.
All right.
That made so
all
much.
Let's not.
That made so much fucking laundry. It was between her fucking like squirt everywhere and the pee. I was like, oh my god, it was like a fucking full laundry basket.
It was on the sheets, right?
Clean me out.
What do you
say? No, I got
on
the floor. I lay a bunch of old. I got a fucking pile of shirts that don't fit me that wouldn't fit him either.
It probably so made you bought him.
They're all fucking. Yeah, I'm sure a couple of you guys got there. But I had to lay them down and make like a bird's nest until I get down. Because I just wanted to squat like this and just pee on my dick and balls. That's my fucking thing. But then as soon as it's over, because it's cold and I don't want to. It's too much work. I don't want to fucking.
The minute
it's over, I'm just.
Were
like,
you drunk or sober?
I was drunk. Yeah, I was drunk.
Okay,
I was drunk.
That
yeah,
like
yeah, I was hung over the next day.
That's
yeah,
like
I
a drunk
I'm,
thing.
When was this, bud?
Drunk. I don't know, the other night or something. But fucking. The minute it's over, I'm just like, why did I do that? Because then it's just all over the place, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
You know, the time there, you really turned
it's
out.
It's hot for like fucking 5 seconds, and then it's just like, this is more trouble than it's worth.
Seems like it.
But yeah. Yeah.
I've never had it happen. Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I'll go home
so
and
had,
try it.
So you
try it out.
You I'm going to try.
We had squirt and piss juice all
well,
over
just the squirt from the just from fucking slamming her big fat fucking box. Yeah.
All over your bed. Oh man, I wouldn't even sleep there. Then that would suck. I hate like when shit.
Well, no,
what about the smell? Does it smell after you? What do you do? You just put it in the tub?
No, it didn't really.
Her piss probably doesn't smell.
It wasn't that much.
Like,
it wasn't like a giant.
It sounded like a
yeah. It was like a
piss.
Fucking pitcher full. It was just like some fucking tinkle. It's a nervous tinkle. But then I pulled all the fucking sheets. When
so
I'm banging her.
I
know she's messy. So it's only the bottom sheet that we fuck on, and then I pull the thing back over it, and we sleep on that. We don't sleep on the actual fucking squirty sheets. All
right.
It's all process.
Do you take
process.
It off before you sleep on it?
What do you mean?
The bottom sheet, after she pisses over it?
She's a fucking...
No, nut. She didn't piss on my bed. I was on my floor.
That might have been episode 102 of my favorite one, where Luke's like, oh, she's a fucking mess.
That's why he would take her on public.
That's what gets me the most LOLs.
Yeah.
That and kiss the cook.
That's a
LOL.
That's why he doesn't do that. Luke, so what about your brother's text, doggy?
Oh, he sends me this text. Let me find these. He sends me this fucking text today, and he's like, he goes, check out who pulled up into our... I'll show you all the LOLs. I think I got five of them today. He's like, look who showed up. He sends me this. He says, had this guy in my lane today. This is his quote. It's crazy the people that cross here. The band Styx came through too. Okay.
Did you spell it right?
Yes, okay. Shockingly. The guy's name was Matt Karkner, and he's like a fucking goalie for a hockey team or something. I'm like, cool, man. For the fucking Islanders. The Islanders.
Where's that at? The Islanders.
Long Island. No, he's a defenseman. I'm like, wow, Josh, that's a fucking A-lister you got there, bud. Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, the band Styx. And then he goes, what else did he say?
Don't tell Josh that the band Styx played my page count.
I said, did you tell him carrying on my wayward sons? Look what he wrote. LOL. I knew it was coming. Then he said,
that was Kansas,
fucking
by the way.
LOL.
I told him
that
Colin
Sticks,
Hanks
that
on Fargo looks disturbingly like...
Oh, wait, he's right.
What?
That was Kansas. That wasn't Styx.
Oh, whatever the fuck. Same bunch of fucking boring shit.
Yeah, Josh obviously doesn't know
so
either.
They're kind of the same group.
Oh, come on.
They're interchangeable. Apples and oranges.
Styx, Renegade.
Oh! It's like Poison and Motley Crue.
Look what he wrote.
Oh, get the...
I said, I've been watching Colin Hanks on Fargo. I can't believe how much he looks like a Sabbath to our cousins, my mom's family. I said, he looks exactly like a mix of Brian Uncle Eddie and just says,
LOL.
Why is it, what, LOL what?
You know he's not laughing out loud.
Yeah, I know.
He's not really loud.
What if Josh got the text? He's like, yeah, Colin Hanks looks like, ha ha! He started fucking laughing super loud.
You're right.
Holy shit, that's funny!
Josh is doing the same thing we do. He's slapping himself.
Yeah, he's got his shoe off.
R-O-F-O-T-L. He's rolling around.
On the floor laughing.
Josh is going every time.
You're right. We don't know. He could be laughing his fucking ass off.
Every time you text him, he just fucking goes bonkers and runs around and shit slaps himself.
You just never know. I kind of want to picture it that way.
That'd be the most life I ever saw him. Then he says, what? Watching the latest Wolverine that came out, it's pretty dark.
Dictator's Red.
I said, the only good thing that happened with that movie is I saw Alan Arkin in the lobby before. What do you think he wrote?
LOL.
Hey, read that to me and I'll do what he did.
The only good thing that happened with that movie was I saw Alan Arkin in the lobby before.
Holy shit! Hey guys, look what my brother sent me! Holy shit, look what he sent me!
Then he composes himself and he just types LOL. Sent.
Then he sent me one more celebrity came through the thing. The American Pickers guys. I just wrote, you get all the A-listers. That's a lesson.
And he didn't give you an LOL?
No, he did not.
Oh, yeah. He's like losing his mind and he reads that. Loops that. And he's like, that's not funny.
You get all the A-listers. He's like, bitch.
Too fucking bad.
Scott, you got Silent Week, bud.
No. Luke hates it. I was going to do Carry On My Wayward Son, but he fucking ruined it.
I never hear that song either.
We could do Carry On My Wayward Son by Styx as opposed to Kansas.
I don't know all the words to that song, even though I fucking hate it.
You should do Renegade by Styx in.
That's a song.
For Josh.
Yeah.
LOL. You know that AC/DC song that.
Okay.
Is it Runaway Train or
Rock and Roll Train?
I didn't like the first
that's
one.
Soul Asylum.
How do you not like that song? Rules.
No, I'm saying like for a song that's like sounds like it's 20 years old is a fucking good song.
It's great.
What was that song
you
said?
That Rock and Roll Train?
Yeah. What was that song? I was running the other day and I was listening to fucking that song. It's like you say the season N word on a one way train. Is
Who's a nigger on a one way ride? Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. I was running.
So she's a nigger.
Yeah, I fucking laughed so hard I almost had to stop because it sounded. Finally, it got to me. I was like, it does kind of sound like it.
They always do the same bit.
She's a nigger. it's plain as day.
You're
even
right.
Even Florentine, because he's like, I've heard that song a million times. And they play it, and they go, he didn't say anything. They go, what do you think he said? And he says the words. He goes, okay, listen again. And they never even have to say N word. They just go, okay, listen to it one more time. And then the second time, you just hear. All right. Every time someone has or just something like, wow.
Yeah. It. You're right. I got to say, I'm going to give you points on that one, bud.
Thanks, man. Well, that's all of you. I brought it from Monet.
Both of you.
They brought it from Howard. He did, 3 years ago.
Did I?
So, and then they went into all the other ones, too, but the ones that O&A brought up were, way funnier.
I've got a confession to make, too, since I have satellite radio now.
Demon's Butt? You got a confession. You got satellite radio in your car?
Since I have satellite radio now, I've been listening to 90s on 9 a lot more. Your argument isn't that bad. It still sucks compared to the rest of the decades. The rest of the decades, but there are some songs I haven't heard for a long time.
All I'm saying is...
For a long time, meaning...
Hip-hop and rock were
15 years.
Were decent in the 90s. Pop music sucks.
We don't have 90s. We don't, Rob Joyce is slapping himself with this shoe. Pop music sucks. We've heard it 90s. So many times.
That's all.
But I'm just saying, okay, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Or as bad as I said it was, as I remembered it. Now that I have 90s on 9, I don't have to listen to
anything.
Did you
listen to 70s at 7 and heard Dennis the 70s Menace?
No, what?
He hosts it sometimes.
I'm going to listen to it now.
Dennis Falcone. I thought you'd be all over that.
No, I'm more like Anita Blackwood in the 80s.
You're fucking number one on your goddamn speed dial.
Hey, that guy, Hard Drive Hits from Pins?
Yeah.
His fucking house burnt down.
Right?
Yeah. Mm. That fucking sucks, man.
Well, anytime a house burnt down is pretty fucking awful.
That guy's a fucking dick. Well, I don't want his house to burn down.
Stimulus is more of a dick.
I hope his house burns down.
I
he doesn't even live in a house. He lives in a studio.
I had a whole
apartment.
Bunch of flyers for my birthday to hand out to people.
Bitch.
And I'm stimulus is kept coming up to me and I kept hiding them because I don't want. I'm like, if stimulus goes, Scott's going to fucking fight with him.
So. Yeah, it's going to be a showdown in the park.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Stimulus versus Scotty.
Actually, it'd be fun if Pete was there and he just giving the the same Blackhawks jokes. He always was like, well, how about them Blackhawks? It's the same goddamn sports jokes I hate.
Bowlers. God almighty. Fuck. What a fucking crowd. All right, what's your song, bud?
Am I picking? You're gonna veto it anyway.
The fabled words. I gotta go to bed.
Well,
I call that one.
Yeah, I gotta go sleep.
Well, I have to say.
Renegade by Styx or anything better.
Oh, yeah.
Ew, no, don't do that then.
No, you pick. It's your song.
Oh, okay. Bullshit. Okay, I never get... No, seriously. I've been on 8 of these episodes. I've never got to pick
one.
Renegade by Styx could be the one. Or, no, you just made the mention of you listen to 90s and 90s. What song did you hear that you're like, okay...
It's probably hip-hop.
So, yeah, what song did you hear that you're like, all right...
I don't know, bud. It's been 2-3 weeks now. I don't know.
Well, fucking pick one song, you faggot.
You made it sound like it was this afternoon, tough guy.
I know, asshole.
I've been thinking about it, apologizing to Brandon for this bad thing I said about the 90s music and his whole army, my whole army.
Weren't you, like, blackout drunk? You were fucking totally...
That could have been any given day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... Okay, it was a Saturday. Do you think he was blackout drunk? At 8 p.m.? Yeah. Yes.
Could have been.
All
right. Could have been.
Dancing.
Could have been. There's a lot of 90s songs. You pick one. Let's go from the 90s. I'll go with 9.
I like Styx Renegade. Right.
Luke doesn't like it.
So what? It's not my song. It's yours. All right, the fuck that I like.
You got to lead in right at the...
What if you find like a sick mashup of it? That with like some rap over it.
There's no way that it'd be sick, literally. It'd make me sick to fucking hear it.
I think MC Zetzel probably has that
there's
one.
There's no saving that one.
What about Seth? Seth might have it.
You honestly like... You could go home and
put who's Seth?
You could go home and put that song on your stereo and be like, "Fuck yeah, this rocks!" Like you're into it in that song. Like honestly,
You know what they played it? They played it.
I've heard it a thousand times.
Is it the, like the "Dear Mama"?
Yes.
Okay, they play that like all like football stadiums,
cool. NFL stadiums. For the kickoff.
Makes like football even more.
Well, you want to wait until football season? Go ahead. Blessing.
No. Play "Carry On My Wayward Son" that isn't by Styx. It's by Kansas.
By Kansas.
Alright, that's what I'll do.
Heaven, heaven.
Do that or play the Boss Nigger trailer.
Boss Nigger.
Play them all. Fuck.
Play the Boss Nigger trailer.
That movie sucks.
It's like a song.
And they're all cowboys, but for some reason, I think one of the guys is dressed like a modern day pimp and is like, what the fuck?
Hey man, I'm sorry that guy fucked your wife.
If I remember correctly, it was something like that. I was just like, this doesn't make any sense.
Somebody's got a birthday coming up this weekend.
Oh shit.
Right. Brandon's motherfucking birthday
party.
Yeah, we're going to have the...
second annual. Yeah, what's his name will show up again from fucking Facts of Life or whatever. Who was there?
Keith Christensen.
No, Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, oh, James Vanderbeek?
Yeah.
Facts... What? What did you say?
You know, this is bumming me out. 2 years in a row, we did my birthday episode. Now we can't... It sucked. Well, this is considered, I guess.
We'll do the fucking wrap-up.
Fuck.
You do the wrap-up of every event.
You're a fucking pussy.
Do it on Sunday, man.
Bitch.
Turn a real bitch and heat.
Do it that night after you get home. All right. Be like, oh, that was a fucking miserable time, Jesus. Nobody fucking showed up and get shit. Well, that's about the episode. Save yourself an hour.
No, I don't want anything, but honestly, the problem is I can't buy anything this year for the party.
We're bringing meats to grill. Well, everybody brings whatever they want to eat.
Okay, all right. But I can't buy the booze either.
It's a bigger show.
We're not doing that stupid fucking igloo thing like we did last year, because that was zero booze, and Luke and I had to make 2 runs of alcohol.
Then we'll just double up on alcohol.
We're just going to bring beer and shit. Fuck them. They come and shut us down. They fucking shut us down.
All right.
We'll come back and patio party.
I think
I'm going to run this show. Fuck this.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to get there.
My fucking Jap or fucking Nip girlfriend would fucking do something.
No, we're not going to be there till like 3. Luke and I get a thing.
Yeah.
Luke won't be, but I assume he'll be there at like a normal time.
Probably, yeah.
I say we make the fucking shit, but make it hardcore this time.
I don't want to do that igloo thing. It's kind of stupid. But if you want to, it's your birthday.
I'm saying, like, yo, we're going to get busted if we have beers there.
Busted.
We will.
By who? Who's going to bust you in a city park in L.A.?
Fucking stupid.
The cops aren't coming there. It's by a shutdown library. All right,
so if we just get a whole bunch of beer, man, we're going to be fucking shit out of luck. I mean, that's what the igloo was nice.
Put the piece away.
You guys had to go. We had to refill it. We had to refill it again. So what if we just do one of those? And have it on ice, and then
everybody should just bring what they want to drink. That saves costs too, and just everybody tips a little whatever they want, and
maybe get those fucking solo cups.
Yeah, I got to
class it up.
You know, let's make it a white trash Polish party in the park.
That's what it already is.
Yeah, I know. We'll bring the football and the bocce.
I called that magazines DJ too, for the and girls. That DJ was ready to do it. I'm like, that we're gonna get shut down if I bring a fucking DJ.
Yeah,
park.
Probably.
He said $50. He thought that DJ was like,
$50.
He said
he was gonna do
bucks,
it.
He would do it at the park if he could eat and drink with us.
What you called him? You actually called him?
Yeah.
How'd that fall?
DJ CA.
Call what did you say?
I said, "Hey man, remember I was the guy who said, hey, what a good pick, and here comes the movie." He goes, "Oh yeah, the white guy from Pat's." I'm like, "Yeah." He seriously remembered me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I had my birthday." He goes, "Yeah, you told me." I'm like, "But it's at this park in North Hollywood." He's like, "Yeah, I could do it. I could bring like a speaker of me."
He's like, I don't know, like, you guys, like, eating and drinking? I'm like, yeah. He's like, eh, $50.
Fucking eating, fucking drink.
He's like, yeah, I'll do, like, you know, like, 3 hours. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I'll call you back. And then I'm, like, thinking to myself, like, if we have a fucking DJ with, like, amps and fucking a speaker, like, we'll just get that. That's a sure show. Like,
I don't give a shit.
They're playing with fire there, mister.
I'll put $10 on it. I got $10 on it.
What if he showed up and he had, like Luke's Bluetooth speaker? Like, he's just playing on his iPhone?
He may be. He's going to want his $50. What if he shows up and, like...
Okay, Luke, you probably won't bring anything.
Luke, we went to the store last year and Luke brought, like, buns and alcohol.
Yeah, I got some.
We went on the third run.
Oh, yeah, I might call you to, like, bring something.
All right, cool. I'm not going to be there at fucking 3. I'll be there earlier.
I was just kidding around.
Yeah, whatever, mister. Don't ever joke about Brandon's birthday time.
Don't.
It was very sensitive.
Don't.
It's a real soft spot for me.
No, I'm just thinking that we need, like, something to play music with, I think. I can bring my little speaker, but I don't know how long it's going to last.
All right, well, guys, wait for the recap. This is going to be a fucking gem.
Yeah, we're going to figure this out.
Right. Yeah, it'll probably be the same as last year. Good time.
It was a good time. You got a fucking bike.
I've been riding nonstop.
I know, really. Good. Good
tires. Rode it like 6 times at least since you
got it. Maybe 6 times this week.
Yeah.
W-E-A-K.
All right, so enjoy Carry On My Wayward Son by Kansas Nuts.
Or Sticks. Yeah. Or maybe Boss
LOL.
Nigga.
LOL.
Boss Nigga theme.
When Josh hears it, like, holy shit, it's so goddamn funny.
Whoever they are, I saw them charging my fucking.
This is what
border.
I was telling you guys about!
Look how funny this goddamn show is.
I like Josh. I don't care what y'all fucking say.
I like Josh, too.
I don't like him. I celebrate his uniqueness.
Bitch.